TheTalkLive.com. Free Talk Live, kicking off hour number three. It's the Saturday night edition. We're here live, unlike the rest of Talk Radio Land, who deems you unimportant. You weekend listeners, we're not going to give you any live content. You have to live with best ofs with the rest of Talk Radio Land, but we're actually here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So join us on the phones at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance, for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. And we should be actually on right now in the Free State. We should be on in New Hampshire, which is exciting. So anybody
we'll be up there hopefully soon, too.
Maybe so. Anybody who's up there at listening on WNTK or WUVR, welcome to the show. We weren't on during the 9 o'clock hour last week due to some technical difficulties, but we should be on. So if you're out there and you want to say hello, 800-259-9231. We've been talking about the war on drugs, the insanity that is the war on drugs, and just covering various different aspects of it. There's a really great article on LouRockwell.com called "A Letter to My Friend Who Supports the Drug War." And in this letter, he basically takes every single possible point that a pro-drug war person could make and tears it limb from limb.
Yeah.
I mean, he's doing a great job. There are a few more great points here and on the futility of the war on drugs. He says, "You've expressed your fears that drug use would increase if drugs were legalized. Can it be claimed that anyone who wants to use drugs now is unable to get them? In fact, drug use may decrease if drugs were legalized because the element of rebellion and excitement in doing something taboo would be removed. It wouldn't be cool anymore, necessarily."
I don't know.
There would still be a culture, I think.
I think there's that's a stretch. Personally,
I don't think so at all. I mean, that is, if you tell a kid to not touch the hot stove, what's the first thing they're gonna do?
I don't think that they do. I think you can scare the kid away from touching the hot stove.
I
certainly didn't grab a hold of a hot stove.
Well, there are some kids that tend to ignore the advice of their parents, and what do they call it? There's a reverse psychology.
Mm-hmm.
It's where you accept the idea that when you tell your kids not to do something, it somehow, in some cases, increases the likelihood that they will actually do it. So then you use reverse psychology on them and tell them, go ahead, touch that hot stove over there, see what happens. And then the kid maybe thinks for a second time and thinks, well, maybe I don't want to do this.
That wouldn't be so good.
Yeah. Well, I happen to think that the forbidden fruit aspect is definitely a part of this. Just like I think it's a part of teenage sex. I mean, we talk about that issue comes up from time to time here on the show. People are always wondering, why are these teens so sexual? First of all, it's in their nature. I mean, when you're growing up, it's just part of puberty and all that stuff. But at the same time, when you're telling kids to not have sex before marriage, what do? They go out and they have oral sex and anal sex and they still kind of get around the rules, and it's exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's exciting to be bad and violate the rules. I mean, alcohol is a fully legal substance, but only for kids, for people who are over 21.
That's true.
Stop high schoolers from using it.
Doesn't seem to.
And I think that, and by the way, if you compare American kids, American teenagers to European teenagers, I think you probably find a very significant difference in the way that they kind of approach the alcohol issue. I haven't done the research myself. That's just from the kind of experience that I've had with Europeans that I've talked to over time.
I think that's true.
They tend to be raised with a bit of a more, I think, respectful attitude towards alcohol. I guess, what is it, France, where parents have wine with their kids at dinner in some cases?
Yes, I believe. You know, many countries. It's right. Certainly not just France. It's,
no, that's where
all
it's,
over Europe.
That's where it's more of an integrated thing. Not that I would do that with my family. I don't drink at all, personally. But over there, it's more of integrated into the family structure. It's seen as something that is more of a, I guess, like a treat, as opposed to something that could be abused. And it certainly can be abused. And I'm not saying there aren't drunks in Europe. I'm sure there are. But nonetheless, I don't think that they have the same problem with the teenage binge drinking that we do here. And I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that we're telling kids not to do it. Anyway.
I don't know. I think that would really be an effect for you, because you're such a rebellious individual. I don't think that's I don't think it's that big of a factor.
Well, if there are any teenagers out there listening tonight who could tell us one way or the other.
Wait, I've been a teenager. I don't get a damn opinion.
Well, you weren't a rebel. You weren't rebelling against your parents at all when you were a teen.
Sure, I was.
All righty.
The reason that I used alcohol and marijuana, I don't think had anything to do with rebelling.
What did it
have
to do with?
I think it was because it was available. I wanted to try it. I wanted to see what it was like.
Well, yeah, you wanted to see what it was like because everybody said, this is supposed to be bad for you, but it's really not. I mean, it's not necessarily as bad as they might have suggested. There's kind of, I don't know if I'm suggesting it was a conscious choice, man, which, like, I'm going to do this because they told me not to. I don't think that's it at all.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just one of those psychological factors that goes into it, that goes into a teenager's decision to do something like that.
Perhaps.
It's in the back of their minds. Now, if you've got something you want to say about this, obviously we'd love to hear you on the phones at 800-259-9231. But don't forget, you can also get interactive with us on the bulletin board system at freetalklive.com, where we have got thousands of posts for you to surf around through and hundreds of people interacting there. So be sure you check that out. And again, you can always bring up anything here on Free Talk Live. So let's go to the phones and to the fun and talk to Paul in Montana. Paul, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
Hey, Manwich. How you guys doing?
What's happening?
Hey, I'm going to change directions on you. I'd love to talk about the drug thing, but I've been thinking about something else.
Okay.
I'm going to put a little situation here for you. Every 4 years, I have this employee that I have. He, you know, I look at his stats, got good education, good people skills. Everyone seems to like him.
Right.
But the problem is that there's a whole system. Every 4 years, I keep getting the same lame results. I mean, these employees just aren't working out.
Yeah, over and over again, huh?
Yeah. So So I'm thinking it's not the employees themselves. I don't think it's the people. I think it's the system that they're in.
Okay.
Perhaps.
Okay. Problem is that they work out of state.
Hmm.
Okay. Another problem is that I have no way of checking on if he's actually working towards my goals.
Right. You can't actually monitor his progress.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I think he's working for separate forces entirely, and he just doesn't care about me anymore.
Wait, you think that you're paying him, and then he's getting paid from other locations, too?
Exactly.
Mm.
Exactly.
That's not good. That's not fair.
Yeah.
Well, why can't you just fire him?
I would like to, but it only happens every 4 years. He's not actually my employees, but he's a collection of my entire state.
Like, oh, right.
This is the Senate and the House.
Mm-hmm.
See, my solution is that, you know, why are they still in Washington? Okay.
I've got to wonder.
Yeah, aren't they only supposed to...
communications today, why can't they stay in their home state?
I don't know. Well, it's because they have all this legislation to pass, right?
No, they can do that through telecommunications. Businesses do it all the time.
Yeah, but they're prescribed by the Constitution to actually be in session. They can't actually do it via the rules of the Constitution. Not that they respect many of the other rules of the Constitution, but they actually have to be in the House physically to vote.
I think they could probably change that a little bit. You know,
they could
have secure networks and still be in the House.
Mm-hmm.
They've changed the wording out throughout the entire time.
Your point is taken, Paul. Good point.
Yeah. See, you know, if that were to happen, and they had to stay in their own state, I mean, they could communicate daily with their own people. I mean, I haven't seen my representative in, you know, 3 years. You know, they get elected, and then you don't see him anymore.
Yeah, have you ever tried calling one of them? Good luck.
Yeah, and they get the receptionist, and we're very happy that you...
And you're in Montana. I would expect you'd have a little bit easier time than we would here in Florida.
Like 800,000 people, so...
Right.
But, you know, if this were to happen, and each of these congressional members had to stay in their own states, that would, like, screw over the lobbyists.
I think it would probably have an effect, and at the same time, I think that we could definitely, I think what we should do is consider limiting the amount of time they can even be looking at bills. You know, like, okay, you can pass some bills for 2 days a year, and that's about it. Paul, good call. Thanks for it, man. 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Those guys are dangerous.
You can't blame legislators for legislating, though.
I suppose not. There's more Free Talk Live on the way, so take control of the phones. This is Free Talk Live. It's your show.
Did you know that you can trace every sickness, every disease, and every ailment ultimately to mineral deficiency? Did you also know that 99% of American people are deficient in minerals, and a marked deficiency in any one of the more important elements actually results in disease? More than likely, this includes you. Arm yourself with the minerals you need from Mother Earth Minerals. Mother Earth Minerals specializes in providing the primary building blocks for nutritional supplementation, including liquid, water-soluble, elemental mineral suspensions, contain the essential nutrients required for the proper function of muscles, nerves, blood vessels, and organs. Founder True Ott, PhD, is so confident that you will be pleased from the results of supplementing your diet with Mother Earth Minerals that he offers an unconditional guarantee. Start your fight against mineral deficiency by calling toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com and order Dr. Ott's book, Secret Assassins in Food, to learn more about the chemicals in food that are attacking you daily. Again, call 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control toll-free, 800-259-9231. Hour number three, where we're at. We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, the Saturday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got live streaming there. Broadband, dial up. Anybody can tune in, and it's totally free. At freetalklive.com, we charge you nothing.
Everything's free at freetalklive.com.
It is, and the reason for that is because we think you deserve it. You're our listeners. We want you to listen to the show.
True.
We don't want you to have to pay for it. We do ask, though, that you go to vote.freetalklive.com. We are doing a voting push every month. The votes reset over at podcastalley.com. And thanks to your votes so far this month, And you can only vote once a month, by the way. But thanks to those of you who voted so far, we're number three in the world, according to podcast.com.
Yeah, it's huge.
And we hit number one last month. We can do it again this month.
And we got a lot of media attention last month as a result of being number one. We got
Fox News in Tampa Bay.
Yeah, we got interviewed on a television show.
Huge segment.
It was on TV.
It's
my first time on TV.
There you go.
I mean,
you did well. By the way, you can see that at our website at freetalklive.com.
You see the size of my head? It's like a big giant melon.
All right, so 800-259-9231, get interactive with us. We're talking about the war on drugs, going through an article here from lewrockwell.com, which has just been destroying any argument that a drug warrior could possibly make. And we always have the phones open here, and you can, of course, call about anything, but we're specifically inviting drug warriors to call in, somebody who just thinks the war on drugs is a peachy keen idea. Just loves the idea of arresting people for putting drugs into their bodies. We want to hear from you. 800-259-9231.
Before we go too much farther on this, I wanted to let you know that we're only 85 votes off of the number one slot at vote.freetalklive.com.
It's hot competition.
If we get 85 people, and with all the people that listen to the show, 85, pittance. Drop the bucket.
Absolutely.
Nothing.
But it does take a little effort. You actually have to type in vote.freetalklive.com and then type in your email address.
Like right now.
Right. It takes you less than a minute, though, so check it out. All right. So could it be, Manwich, that the war on drugs is creating more users than it discourages?
I don't know. You know, I don't like to look at it from a user standpoint, personally.
Sure.
I don't think that people are using because drugs are illegal. I don't think the war on drugs is creating users so much. I mean, maybe you could make a case that some people are using because of that.
Here's his suggestion.
Go ahead.
He says, as the extreme profits available to those dealing in illegal drugs provide a great incentive for them to recruit new users who can then be supplied by the dealer.
Yes, but there would be advertising if there wasn't people with extreme profit. Profit's profit, man.
Oh, okay. I guess what he's suggesting here is that you've got a marijuana dealer, and he's got his marijuana clients.
Right.
And then he discovers that he can make twice as much money if he sells cocaine. So then he can literally introduce the cocaine on an individual person-to-person basis and increase the increases sales there and increase the amount of users of cocaine. I mean, whether or not the rates would increase at a similar clip with advertising, I don't know, because the other side of that coin is you could also have advertising against drugs. So if somebody's advertising for
cocaine, are advertising against drugs.
Right, but a group that's not taxing us to do it, like a voluntary group.
I'm just saying that they are.
Right.
The effects are there.
Do you see pushers of... I don't think so, because people just tend to laugh at those ads. They just tend to be...
Wouldn't they laugh at the ads, you know...
I don't know, because maybe the ads that were being created by the anti-drug groups, the voluntary anti-drug groups, would be a little more honest. Maybe they'd be a little less silly. Anyway, do you see pushers of cigarettes and alcohol hanging around the junior and senior high schools trying to recruit new users? Of course not, because there's no profit to a dealer in doing so. Now, yes, it has been alleged that the cigarette companies created Joe Camel to bring kids into the fold, which I think is silly. But
no, I don't think it's silly.
Nevertheless, I don't think that kind of advertising should be banned. I think that they should be able to advertise however they want for their products. Anyway, of course not. There's no profit in the dealer to doing so. Only the illegality of drugs drives.
I do like it when people recognize how powerful advertising is, though.
Mm-hmm. Only the illegality of drugs drives up its price enough to cause a pusher or dealer to make the effort to recruit new users. And finally, we should consider whether it's ethical or right for some citizens, those of us opposed to the use of recreational drugs, to use the force of government to impose our ideas of proper deportment on others. Society rebels at the idea of using force, Taliban style, to enforce approved lifestyles on others in most circumstances. Why not when a person chooses to get high on drugs? Granted, legalizing drugs would not solve all of the problems associated with drug abuse, but it would solve the problems arising from the illegality of drugs. The tremendous cost to society in trying to prohibit drug use are counterproductive. The misguided war on drugs criminalizes personal behavior that doesn't threaten others, creates an incentive for truly criminal acts by drug users desperate for a fix, wastes public tax dollars, and most obviously is not achieving its desired ends. Let's stop this futile and eternal war on drugs, and let the government get back to its true function, which is protecting us from those which would do us harm. And that's kind of one of the other telling things about the war on drugs, is when you're facing charges in the war on drugs, it's from the state.
Right.
The charges are from the government, not from another individual, which under common law, the only way you can be brought into court is if you harm somebody else. This, I'm charging you, Manwich, with assaulting me physically. That's legitimate.
You're assaulting me visually.
I'm charging you with stealing my property. That's legitimate. You're using force against me. I have full right to bring you into court. But I cannot charge you, Manwich, for smoking a joint. Your smoking a joint does not hurt me.
No.
If I don't like you smoking a
joint... Although the anti-smoking crowd might, dispute that somewhat.
Now, if you're on my property, and I have a no-joint smoking rule, and you pull out a joint, and I say, put that away, and then you continue to smoke, you'd light the joint and smoke it, then you've got a property rights violation.
That's true.
But otherwise, you're not hurting anybody else. So, 800-259-9231. And here is one example. The letter writer was talking about just examples of how the government has completely eviscerated our rights, mm-hmm. specifically like the right to privacy and other rights over this war on drugs.
It really is about the war on drugs, I'll tell you. I mean, there wouldn't be a Fourth Amendment violation issue if it wasn't for the war on drugs. I mean,
the new war on terrorism is giving them more excuses.
More excuses, certainly,
right.
But...
A new assault on the Fourth Amendment.
It's true. There wouldn't be cops wanting to sniff your car with dogs if it wasn't for drugs.
Yep.
They're not looking for murder victims.
Nope.
They're not looking for arson tools. They're looking for drugs or, I suppose, to some extent...
Maybe guns.
Guns or bombs or
right.
something like that. But...
Which we have a Second Amendment right
The funny thing is guns and drugs are really... I mean, if you read the Constitution, you look at it from... The only point of view I can come up with is those things are constitutional.
Absolutely. It's the government that is being unconstitutional.
Yeah.
And now here's what they're doing now.
And it's the American people that are helping it.
Here's the next step in this crazy war on drugs. Here's what they're doing. The days of buying cold remedies from ABC News off the shelf in drugstores may soon be gone. A casualty of the methamphetamine epidemic. No. It's a casualty of this crazy war on drugs.
Yeah.
They are going to pass laws. Already more than a dozen states have laws that require retailers to sell Sudafed, NyQuil, and other medicines only from behind the pharmacy counter. Now Congress is working on legislation intended to make it tougher for people to get the ingredients needed to manufacture the highly addictive drug. Retailers once resisted the idea, saying it would inconvenience consumers, and it will. Today, stores seem ready to go along with the federal law in hopes of avoiding a tangle of state regulation. So they're just saying, all right, well, if you're going to regulate us, you might as well give us a federal law instead of having 50 different state laws to file or to bow down to. And now as a result of this, it's going to be more difficult for you to get medicine for your cold? This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. We're here live till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and you can take control toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there, archives, the shrine of female listeners, updates. It's all on the house. We're asking you, though, to go and vote for the show. And tell all your friends. If you've already voted within the past couple of days, tell all your friends that even care a little bit about freedom and liberty, about Free Talk Live.
Or maybe they just like you.
Yeah. Then maybe they just want to do you a favor. And do us a favor, because it helps a lot. We're the number three show, the number three podcast in the world right now, thanks to you, going to vote.freetalklive.com. We could be number one. We're less than 75 votes away or so from being the number one show. And if we had 100 votes, we'd be solidly the number one show. So if you want to help us out, go to vote.freetalklive.com and tell your friends. We certainly appreciate it. It's the show about your calls. You can talk about anything. Let's go to Jeff, calling from Korea. Jeff, man, which mark this down. We have not had a call from Korea before.
Korea first.
Are you really in Korea?
Yeah. I'm calling through a voiceover internet IP phone with a New Hampshire number because I'm a member of the Free State Project, but I'm in Seoul
awesome.
Right now.
Well, are you so in Seoul? Like, where did you say?
Seoul.
It's like 10:30 in the morning right now.
Mm. Excellent. Well, we're glad you're out there listening. Jeff, what's on your mind?
On my mind right now is, how do we deal with these fascist governments who don't allow people to have the means to rebel? Like North Korea. I mean, I'm living 35 miles from them. I know that I, as a libertarian, believe in non-interventionism. But there are certain circumstances where there are people that are suffering that we can't do anything about. And I do believe that, I don't remember who said it, but the person said that all that it takes for evil to prevail is good men do nothing. And I do believe that. So,
true.
I mean, what do you guys think we should do about that?
That's a good question. It is a good question, and I see where you're coming from. I mean, as a libertarian, we have agreed to not use force to achieve political or social goals. Now, I think also any libertarian would agree that using force in self-defense is entirely appropriate. And I would suggest that if you really care about what's going on in North Korea, that if you were actually to go to North Korea and wanted to you know fight in the resistance or whatever, if there is one, I know there's a bit of an underground there, but then I think that you'd be justified because you were living under force. I mean, you're living under a fascist or dictator regime or whatever the hell they consider themselves there in North Korea. Communist. I'm not even sure what they are. They're very controlling, though. And so they are on a daily basis using force against their people. So would that legitimize using force against their government to overthrow it? I think so. How do you feel about that, Jeff? I know you're on a bit of a delay here.
Jeff is gone.
Jeff in Korea. Well, thanks for the call, man. At Voice over IP in Korea. Must have
so what was the question? I didn't get understand what you were exactly voicing, Jeff.
Well, what I was suggesting was that, Jeff was asking, you've got these fascist governments, you've got these totalitarian governments around the world that are oppressing their people. People are being harmed by these governments. And he says, yes, we're non-interventionist as far as being a country, and I think that that's the way we should stay.
Because I agree.
Because it's absolutely wrong to tax people to have to send the military somewhere and kill and bomb others that you may not necessarily agree with. I don't agree with a war in Iraq. I don't agree with any sort of war by our military. And how should I? How can you justify taxing me to support your war? That's wrong. Okay, so I'm definitely of that position there. But at the same time, I think that there's nothing wrong with fighting back against a dictatorial regime like that. That's what I'm saying. Fight back.
Do a fun drive. Come
do
up
it personally.
Is all you have to do is put a little sign in your yard where you paint off. We're halfway there to buying a Tomahawk missile to lob at Israel. You know, I mean, that kind of thing.
Right.
Do fun drives. People support this kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And
although, again,
that's how the IRA fought its war against Great Britain for quite some time. Well, they'd go to Boston and get all those good Irish guys in America to fund the actions over there.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Well, that's a great idea then. So I'm absolutely for fighting back against despotic nations. I'm just not for the government taxing others in order to do it. Do it voluntarily. If you care about North Korea and what's going on there, contribute to your favorite side. If you care about what's going on in the Middle East, contribute to your favorite side. Go over and join their fighting forces if you want to. But don't force me to pay for it. 1-800-259-9231, toll-free 800-259-9231. So, ABC News reporting that now it may be, or if this new bill in Congress comes through, it may make it very much more difficult for you to get your hands on cold medication. Oh, what's that? You got some sniffles, Manwich? Well, now you might have to jump through some hoops to go and buy your Sudafed as a result of this crazy war on drugs that we have. This month, a Senate committee plans hearings on a bill that sharply restricts the sale of cold and allergy pills containing a chemical called pseudoephedrine. This ingredient is used to cook meth in makeshift labs across the country. Actually, Jeff is back. Jeff from Korea is back. Apparently, we had an accidental disconnection. Normally, we only let you have one call per night, Jeff, but I'm assuming that was a mistake. What's on your mind?
Well, I was just back to the whole information blockade that they have in these fascist countries.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking, I don't know of any international organizations that provide information. I mean, if we could do like a book drop. I know how we did the Berlin drop after World War II. After we bombed Berlin, we went in with humanitarian aid.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering, I mean, if there's some kind of way to get information, and that is our big war. That is our big that would be a huge benefit, I think. I mean, if you've read The Probability Approach by L. Neil Smith, that's how they plan to deal with the American government. The Confederacy planned to do that. That was a Prometheus Award winner. So
I think that if you're going to do a book drop, which sounds like you're dropping, what, leaflets out of a plane or something like that? Is that what
something like that.
I think if you're going to be doing that, then you should privately fund it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But there are no organizations I know of right now that.
Well,
that.
If it's really important to you, Jeff, you'll have to start one.
There we go.
It's easy to talk, but it's difficult to actually do something about it.
Yeah.
So start up your own book drop organization for the North Korean bookdrop.com and see if you can rally some support. I think that's the best way to do things. You know, do it voluntarily. Absolutely. I am absolutely for fighting back against dictatorial regimes, as long as it's not our government that's doing it.
Absolutely.
So, Jeff, anything else on your mind tonight?
Nope. Just that you guys are doing a great job. I found out about you yesterday. I started listening to the podcast. And actually, it was Harry Brown's DownsizeDC.org. He sent out a mailing.
Sweet.
And I found out about it.
Actually, although Harry Brown is highly involved there, that was Jim Babka who did that over at DownsizeDC.org.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be having Jim on Monday night's show. He's going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern time Monday night, and he's going to be talking about what Downsize DC is up to. We had him on last month. He's going to give us an update on the Read the Bills Act, which is really something exciting that they've got going on. And he's also going to clue us in about this crazy new legislation that is being looked at in Washington, D.C. that is going to make it illegal for you to not rat out people. So if you know that your brother is a pot smoker and you know that he's got a joint in his dresser drawer, you will be put in jail for 2 years if you don't tell somebody about it. It's crazy. It is absolutely insane, and we're going to be talking about that coming up on Monday night. Jeff, great call. Thanks for it. 800-259-9231 with our good friend Jim Babka from Downsize DC. So we're looking forward to that. That is frightening, man. What you said.
It is. You know,
so scary.
When I was
coming back with more, you can tell us about some other time. More about meth on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You've heard it over and over again. It's not if a catastrophic event will occur, but when. When are all of our resources, the things we take for granted, going to be pulled out from under us? When this happens, we're going to have to take care of ourselves and our loved ones with the only resources we already have. Don't wait for when. It's important to act now. And Ready Reserve Foods has everything you need as your survival supply headquarters. Call 877-817-9829 and start preparing today for you and your family. Ready Reserve Foods has a one-year meal program that can feed an entire family of four for 365 days for as little as 59 cents per meal. Joyce cooked up a meal for the office and it tasted delicious. Ready Reserve Foods has everything for survival, from kits to shortwave radios, storage containers to non-hybrid garden seeds, and so much more. Literally everything you need for survival. Don't wait for when, act now. Call for your free catalog, toll free, 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. It's better to be a year too early than a day too late.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. Literally anything goes. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the updates whenever there's something fresh to let you know about with the show. We'll send you an email. Maybe it's a brand new Shriner, which we're going to have one of those this weekend, so you'll be getting an update about that. Maybe it's the fact that we're the number three podcast in the world, thanks to all of you going to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute. If you've already done it, forward the link to some of your friends. Send it as an instant message to a few buddies and have them go vote for us, because we want to be number one again this month. And because if we're number one, we get more press coverage. More press coverage means more listeners. More listeners means more affiliates. More affiliates means more listeners, more press coverage. And eventually, Free Talk Live will be the number one talk show in the world, not just the number one podcast.
That's what we're looking for.
That's what we want. We want nothing but the top. Anyway, 800-259-9231, talking about some more crazy legislation out of Washington, D.C. This time, they are talking about making it very difficult, or in comparison to what you do right now, if you've got a cold and you are one of those people that takes medicine for colds, like Sudafil, NyQuil, and other drugs like that.
Other people that don't?
I don't. If I have a cold, I just drink water and get through it. Anyway, if you're one of those people, you normally are used to walking into the store, or the Walmart, or the Walgreens, or your local pharmacy, or not pharmacy, but your local 24-hour retailer or whatever, grabbing the item off the shelf, taking it to the register, and walking out.
Makes sense.
Well, now it's going to get a little bit more difficult. According to a couple of bureaucrats in Washington, they say, there's a lot of public pressure to do something. Talking about this bill that will be limiting the sale of cold medicines, one of the bureaucrats said, I think retailers, most of them do not want to sell their products to meth cooks, and they know they have to do something. The pharmaceutical industry has not raised major objections. Pfizer, which makes Sudafed, supports a national standard that would put pseudoephedrine behind the counter, says a company spokesman. I do think there really is an opportunity.
Because the government is really in our back pocket, but we have to do a few things here now and then for them.
Yeah.
So.
I do think there's really an opportunity for a national consensus on this issue, and I don't think there was a year ago, said that spokesperson. The meth problem is particularly severe in the Midwest, where rural areas provide cover for the pungent chemical odor from meth labs. In Missouri, law enforcement officers seized more than 2,700 meth labs last year, more than any other state. That's in Missouri. There's not a lot of people in Missouri, is there?
Oh, yeah. St. Louis? Really? Big town.
Okay.
Top 10 market, I believe.
2,700 meth labs. That's a lot of damn meth labs.
It sure is.
The Senate bill is modeled on an Oklahoma law that took effect in April. The proposal would require the sale of medicines with pseudoephedrine only by a pharmacist or pharmacy personnel. Customers would have to show a photo ID, sign a log, and be limited to 9 grams, or about 330 milligram pills, in a 30-day period. That actually seems like a lot, 330 milligram pills. Government can make exceptions in areas where pharmacies are not easily acceptable. So now instead of just being able to walk in and buy your product, you're going to have to show a photo ID. You're going to have to talk to the pharmacist first before you can even get your hands on it. And who knows what else they're going to do with this. I mean, we all know that government programs start in sort of in sometimes innocuous fashion.
Sure.
Oh, we're just going to do a couple rules here and there. Don't you worry. It's for your protection. And then there's a couple more rules. And then a couple more. And then a couple more. And then eventually you're going to have to go to the pharmacist, show him your breasts to make sure you're not wearing a wire, and sign an affidavit that says you've never touched illegal drugs in your life, and swear on the Holy Bible that you're not buying this for methamphetamine purposes.
What other...
Go through a background check?
Yeah, background check. 3-day waiting period?
Yeah.
They like this stuff.
You think we're making this up? I mean, if we can think of it, they can.
Yeah,
right?
And they do. They got 3-day waiting periods on marriage licenses. 3-day waiting periods on buying guns.
And these poor retailers are kind of...
Arms are specifically mentioned in our Constitution as, we'll make no laws... what is it? I don't know. I can't remember the word. We'll make no laws against the owning of guns. And they do.
Now, here they're claiming a report by the Drug Office, which... They would never spin any statistics at the drug office.
God knows.
A report by the National Office of National Drug Control Policy says signs are that the state laws are having positive effect. 50% drop, they claim, in the number of meth labs in Oklahoma and Oregon, two of the first states to enact
how
laws
would they know?
Restricting.
If they knew how many meth labs there were in Oklahoma or Oregon,
maybe
they'd
just
shut them down.
Yeah, maybe it's a 50% drop in the amount that they caught.
Yes. 50% drop in what we're able to figure out.
We're not doing as good of a job, but let's spin that. We're not catching as many meth labs. Let's spin it in that there's not as much going on.
Yeah.
Please.
And it's, you know, when you start taking these numbers, it's kind of weird. You know, suddenly you can take whatever period of time you want to do. Like 1 month, they had a really great month in busting meth labs, so they include that month in the numbers. I don't know. You know,
right.
How to lie with statistics.
They're the best at it.
Yeah.
That's for sure. And so now here you go. I mean, these retailers, these poor retailers are kind of just caught in the crossfire here.
Yeah.
They're just trying to give their customers products. They have clients that have colds and they want to be getting better.
Yes.
And now they've got a choice. the retailers. Their choice is apparently either they have to comply with 50 different state legislation, states legislating in regards to this, or have one federal legislation. And so it makes it easier for them on a nationwide chain basis for the Targets, the Kmarts, and the Walmarts. It makes it easier for them to comply to one law. But why don't they choose to fight this? Why don't they choose to say, look, we don't support meth, but we do support our ability to sell to our customers. Leave us alone. 800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Of course, all of this insanity is a result of people trying to tell others how to behave. This war on drugs. We got moments for you. If you want to make your call, now's the time to do it. This is Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
Attention parents. Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. The new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself. But you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized product from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269 and experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. You take control. Anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And let's go to the phones and to the fun. Only in the remaining moments of the show right now, here till 10 o'clock Eastern time. So if you want to call, now's the time to do it. 800-259-9231. To Mike in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Manwich. Hello, Mike.
Well, I didn't realize you just had a few minutes left here. I think we're, you know, I don't think people realize how much, how close we are to where they could link our proposed national ID card to every purchase, you know, not just the pseudoephedrine stuff, but
yeah.
Am I correct? Do I remember, or do you all remember, did they ban ephedrine or ephedra?
They banned ephedra, but now they've brought it back. They're now allowing ephedra back.
The herb.
Yes.
You can grow it.
Yes. That's correct.
Well, That is what pseudoephedrine is.
No, it is. Yeah.
That's a synthesized version of ephedrine. So seems to me like the meth labs could just start growing, especially if they're already in rural areas, they could just start growing their own ephedra for that component of the ephedrine. I'm not trying to give anybody ideas.
Possibly.
But
I'm sure they already have those ideas, Mike. They're pretty creative.
At least it would take the intelligent meth lab guys to come up with it then.
It's these people do research. I mean, they research. They're breaking the law, so to research what the best way to break it is. And if they just crack down on regular buyers of cold medicine, it's not going to do anything for those internet drug sales. I mean, these drug companies, the guys that are making Sudafed, they may say they support this legislation, but they still want to sell their product, and so there's still going to be plenty of people stealing the stuff off the back of pharmacy trucks and all kinds of black market, gray market stuff going on. It is not going to stop it.
Well, and the other thing, the topic that you talked about right before this, the convicting tattletales or people that don't tattletale.
Yeah, it's terrible.
What I mean, how are they going to prove that? How are they going to prove that you knew something?
Brain
scanners available?
I mean, I don't know, dude. It's going to be messed up.
So
I guess what's going to happen.
So Cousin Joe gets convicted for pot possession, and he says, look, everybody in my family knew about it. Let's make a deal.
Yes, I bet you exactly what they're going to do.
Oh, God.
That's exactly what they're going to do, because that's what they do today. If they bust somebody for possession, they say, well, let's make a deal with you. We'll let you off light if you tell us all, you know, who everybody you know is.
Uncle Joey taught me how to grow it.
Yep. And then they come through, they arrest the whole family, and they confiscate all their property.
All the property. Yep. And if they make a federal case out of it, the local school board or whoever's supposed to get the money, doesn't matter about the state. The state laws are all subordinate to the DEA rules, and the local police force can get a kickback check just like the mafia. DEA takes a cut and sends them a check at the end of the year. Louisville, a couple of years ago, got a big check, and they were bragging about it. They got like $600,000 back from the DEA. Mm. The state laws that say that the proceeds from, you know, confiscated ill-gotten gains are supposed to go to education or whatever in Missouri or Illinois or whatever state laws there are, forget them.
Make sure you're tuned in Monday night at 8 o'clock, right at the start of the show. We're going to have Jim Babka on from Downsize DC. He's going to give us the rest of the details. One of the other scary ideas is if you get caught for something, you will be forced to go undercover. Otherwise, they'll charge you with more. There's more. We'll talk to you Monday night, possibly, Mike. Thanks for it, as always. 800-259-9231 will be the number you'll need. Of course, Jim Babka will be taking questions Monday night as well. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we'll see you Monday night. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. In the meantime, log on. Go to freetalklive.com. And don't forget to vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com. See you.
If you're tired of